knows that. He knows you. And he has a word for us. He has a plan for us. He has a purpose for us. So I'm just going to pray and ask him to connect us, more than just connecting us together, that he'll connect us to him and that we'll know his voice, hear him speaking to us. And I'm assuming that you're maybe a person of faith if you picked up this book. And obviously, I'm coming from that point of view as a person of faith. But you may just be seeking the Lord, seeking truth, seeking answers, trying to discover who Jesus is. Maybe the title just grabbed you and you thought, I don't know really what this is about, but winning the battle for my mind sounds like something I need to do. So wherever you're coming from, wherever you are on that journey, I just want to pray and ask God if he would open our eyes and speak to us right now. So let's do that together. Father, thank you that somehow you, by the power of your Spirit, transcend time and space. Thank you that there is no distance, no barrier, no gulf that you can't bridge. And I thank you that right now we're all in this moment together with you. I pray simply that you would do what only you can do, that you would open our eyes to see in revelation sight. In other words, show us things that we can't see on our own. Open our ears to hear what you are wanting to communicate to each one of us personally and individually. And open our hearts, God, just to be in that place of believing that with you, our lives can be everything you designed for them to be. So I can't do that. No book can do that. No words can do that. But you can do that, and you do that. And so I am trusting you, believing in you, counting on you to lead us through these pages, to lead us to you, to lead us to life. And I thank you for it in advance. Before we've even gone to the very first words, I thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again so much. Let's get started. Be grateful for the storms in life. They reveal who your true friends are. To the friend who sent me the text that has become the title of this book, thank you for allowing God to use you to change my life. Chapter 1. 9 words that will change your life. I felt attacked, misrepresented, abandoned, wounded. Shelley and I were in the midst of a massive storm, one of the toughest seasons we've ever faced as leaders. Darts were flying at me from every direction. My heart was heavy and conflicted. The moment we had decided years ago to plant a local church, a friend was chillingly clear in his assessment of the journey we were embarking on. He said, "It will be the hardest thing you've ever done." At the time, I brushed those words aside. We've done some pretty difficult things, I thought. But now, his words echoed in my mind. He was right. Building a kingdom family called the local church out of a tribe of mostly strangers was exposing my optimism. In other words, I thought we'd never have insider struggles like every other church. And even at 50 years of age, I was facing challenges now that were testing the limits of my experience. Now, the insider struggles were real, intense, personal. Bitterness and frustration worked overtime to get a foothold in my spirit. More than once, I wondered if it was worth it, and I wanted to pack it in and quit. One evening, a few months into that tumultuous stretch, I found myself at the top of our driveway, furiously working away on a text message to a friend I could trust. Earlier in the afternoon, I'd found out about something that had vindicated my case. I've always believed in the saying, you don't have to tell your side of the story, time will. On this day, it felt like time was telling the world that I was right. And obviously, I wasn't going to sit on good news. I wanted other people to know I was right, too. So I reached out to someone who'd stood with me in the struggle, someone who'd taken a few shots on my behalf. Wow, what a text it was. A lengthy masterpiece of angst and vindication, the tone of which went something like this. You're not going to believe what just happened. I'm not saying I was right, but hey,